My name is Simon Frith, and I'm Professor of Music at the University of Edinburgh. I think Let's Get Lyrical is an extremely interesting idea for a city of literature, because it means we have to start thinking about words in a different way, which is how they work as music, and how music works with words, which is in a sense an important part of all literature, especially poetry. Obviously, words are meant to be performed or heard, or we think about their musical qualities like pitch and rhythm and flow and all those things. But I think all good writing is really musical, and all good writing is something that we could get pleasure from reading as well as out loud, as well as reading to ourselves. But of course, once you start talking about lyrics, you're having to really face up to how do words work in music and what can music do to words. So I just find that the range of discussions is really interesting.
So how do they? I mean, we've just been at this event about art song, where it kind of seemed to me anyway at the end that the words were kind of just noises, and that, you know, the music is kind of primary and the words are kind of secondary. I mean, could you just have just a series of kind of weird word-like noises that accompanied the song?
The question of whether words can be treated just as sounds, is the answer is no, because you can certainly have forms of music where the voice is being used as an instrument, so it's making a sound like all other instruments. But words carry meanings that music can't. Music is too vague in its meanings. It's you could say that music is profound but vague, and words are specific but find it harder to be profound. And so you need a combination. So you can feel the music is sad, but the words give you a sense of why they're sad. Songs need words, and people need songs, so people need words in music.
But what about the example of foreign songs, like so Der Winterreise, where, you know, I was it you that doesn't speak German, so you don't really understand the words, but you can still like the music? So how do you explain that?
Well, you explain that because you're still hearing a voice when you're still hearing somebody speaking or singing. So you can imagine what their words are, just as you can listen to somebody speaking a foreign language and you can't understand what they say, but you get a sense of human communication. And the music is telling you what they're about. So obviously, if you then read the words in translation, that gives you even more of an idea. But I still think it's a very interesting question, but I think it's different to listen to a German singer singing Lieder with words than to listen to a singer singing and knowing that they're not words at all, they're just sounds that go with the music. It's still a different experience.
So I'll give you an example, and I made up a language, like Klingon. But it wasn't Klingon, it actually didn't have any semantic value. And I said to people, these are words. And then maybe I then set them to Schubert. What would be the instance there? I mean, the composer certainly probably had an intention, but in certain terms of the listener.
I think if you think they're a language that you don't know what the language is, you still hear it as a language rather than just hearing sounds. And there is actually a famous, I think it was Gong. There was a French band which actually made up its own language and sang in it. And no one knew what they were singing, but you knew they were singing words. And so, and in a sense, it's to say music you can't translate, and words you can. It's the translatability that matters, whereas sounds you can't translate.
And just one last question. Yeah. Did you have actually a Let's Get Lyrical pick?
No, well, I've done two sessions, and I chose completely different things, because I find this very hard. So just the song I chose tonight, just because it came to me because of what we were talking about, is a song by the McGarrigles called Heart Like a Wheel, which was a big hit for Linda Ronstadt, although their version is better, just simply because I think it's a very poetic use of language in the kind of conventional sense.